Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club, the place investors go to gain actionable advice, learn about current market trends, and hear war stories from other professional investors out there in the field today. Before we get started, I have two quick housekeeping items to cover. First, if you like the episode, we would very much appreciate a like, subscribe, and share. It is the best way to support the show and keep it running. Second, if you are a new investor looking to get started in real estate or an experienced investor looking to take your investing to the next level, we created an ebook for you that will cover how to find deals that are actually deals, how to finance those deals with little to no money down, and how to exit those deals for maximum value. On top of that, I throw in an insane amount of free bonuses that you'll have access to once you buy the ebook. All we charge is our admin costs to keep the show running. So, if you're serious about real estate investing and want to create both active and passive income as an investor, head on over to the website at therealestateinvestingclub.com and click on the button that says Get the ebook to grab yourself a copy today. So, with that said, let's dive right in. Today we have a very special guest with us, ready to drop some investor knowledge on you. So buckle up, grab your pen and paper, and enjoy the ride. All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club. Today we have Andrew Schlag with us from REI With a Purpose. Andrew is coming at us from his car. He had a beautiful, you know, power meltdown over there. But hey, just like in real estate, when shit hits the fan, you just come up with another solution. And Andrew is a shining example of that. So Andrew, thank you very much for getting this done and getting on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. I did not want to do it in the office in the dark. So here we are, but out in front of the office. Excited to be with you, Gabe, and looking forward to sharing some amazing stuff with the folks here.
Totally understandable. Nobody likes to be talking in the dark. So, all right. I told you before we got on here, we like to start with stories. We like to hear how people got to where they are today. I know you got a good one because you guys have been growing so well. So why don't you take us back to the beginning? How'd you get started in real estate in the first place?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I was 21 years old and broke and over $80,000 in a medical debt from an unexpected hospital stay. Ooh. And what I wanted to be when I grew up. And so I'm work construction and built new construction houses growing up and in the family construction business and had, you know, done all these different things. I was raised though in the country in Southern Illinois, a town of about 400 people. And wow. So it was a small town and my dad had raised hogs, had a pig farm. And
that actually sounds like a fun childhood. I mean, just growing up with hogs and,
you know, the first haircut I ever got, they brought in the baby pigs to keep me from crying while they cut my hair. So
you can't cry when you're looking at a baby pig.
No, those squealing things. So, anyway, growing up in that environment, I was a preacher's kid and my dad was a pastor, all of these things that, kind of shaped my childhood. Well, at 21, you know, I'm in the hospital and didn't know what to do. And after getting out, I had some lingering challenges that slowed down my construction work. And so it was February of 2014 and I was listening to talk radio and I heard a radio ad of my now good friend and mentor, Ron LeGrand. And the radio ad said I could buy a house with no money or credit. And so I said, well, that works for me. So I wound up in April at a seminar in downtown Atlanta. And at that first seminar, got my first wholesale deal negotiated. And
at the seminar, that's great.
Ron had coaches in the room that helped me negotiate the deal. And so I turned that to a check a few weeks later and then got my first subject to deal a few weeks later.
All right. And
had just grew it from there. So by the end go ahead.
My brain got caught on getting it done in the seminar. Were they doing calls? Like, were you doing calls while you were at the seminar?
Yeah. So I had made a mess before I left. I put out bandit signs and I'd done a mailing to sellers. And this was a call off the bandit sign. And so I got the call. Wow.
You are the only one who has got success with bandit signs. I swear to God, I tried it when I first got into real estate. Those things do not work here in Seattle.
It was on a dead end street too. So I, you know, it was probably not the smartest place to put it, but it worked. It was my first $3,000.
Hey,
so
there you go.
It was fun. So yeah, then at 22 years old, so that was 20, I was 21 when that happened. At 22, I bought 50 houses in a year. And that's what really launched me to kind of a next level real estate business.
Wow, man. I love it. And today you guys are, what's your focus now? I know you do, I mean, you do wholesales, you do coaching. Do you guys also own and, you know, buy and hold?
Absolutely. Yeah. I still buy and hold several deals every single year and wholesale several deals a year and have a very active investing business in the Midwest.
Cool, man. I love it. And that's funny that you said, you know, you got your first wholesale done in that seminar and you said it was 3,000. I think it's written somewhere in like real estate law that your first wholesale deal is going to be between 3,000 and 5,000. Everybody that I talk with, that's just what you make. Mine was, I made 5,000 on that first wholesale. So you guys out there who are thinking about getting into wholesale, that's what you're going to look forward to. That first check, it'll go up from there, but you got to start small. So 22, you got started at 21, you made that 3,000 in the wholesale or in that seminar, you're stuck, you know, that got you into the game. You're excited. You made the money. 22, you bought 50 houses in a year. That's a big jump going from that first wholesale. What was the transition there? How did you get from one to 50?
Yeah. So I basically got the right training, which is very important, and started just utilizing it over and over. The deal didn't fit wholesale. I learned to, you know, negotiate terms. I learned to negotiate to make the seller a monthly payment or to cover the mortgage. And so deals were calling me and it just started working. And so I, you know, put in all the effort, felt like quitting about, you know, 30 times a day for the first 6 months probably. And so I was building the snowball. And anybody who follows my YouTube or watches me online will hear me talk a lot about the snowball effect. And I talk about the snowball effect because it's so real. It's momentum. And many of the sellers that I talked to in 2014 while I was building and, you know, struggling, well, 2015 rolled around and boom, it's just blowing up. The second thing I did, so two things. Number one, I was building the snowball. Number two, I got help. I found an acquisitionist who would call and get deals with me. And now that, you know, doubled my business, more than doubled my business than just me doing it by myself and then soon replaced me.
Perfect, man. I love it. Finding help is, you know, you don't realize it until you do it. And then you're like, man, I wish I'd found help earlier. I wish I'd partnered with people. I wish I'd hired people. It really does. You know, at the beginning, you always want to take everything on yourself, but that's not the way to scale. Yeah. I love how you said snowball effect. I read, I think it was Warren Buffett's book. I think he titled it the snowball effect or something like that. Or
really?
Something along those lines. But it is so true. Once you get started down a path, you know, at the beginning, you see this mountain and you're like, no way can I get to the top of that. It's going to be impossible. But you just push the snowball down and it just, you know, well, I guess this is a bad metaphor because we're talking about going up the mountain, but the snowball is going down. Either way, once you get started down the path, it starts to build on itself and you really do get to see that traction.
Absolutely.
50 houses in a year though. That's a pretty quick snowball. That was a steep hill that you pushed that snowball down. Keep going.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you know, that's the Midwest. You know, I have students and friends in California and, you know, probably not going to get that many, except their profit per deal is a lot higher than mine.
Yeah.
They're dealing much higher dollar properties. And so, you know, the average price point of those was probably around $100,000, give or take. And so it's, you know, in some places, you're not even going to pick up a doghouse for that. And so, you know, it's dependent. It's all relative, except the point is you do less of what it is that's working and replace yourself, have somebody else to do it. When something works, you find somebody to duplicate yourself in it, fire yourself, get the heck out of their way. And that's when the snowball really built.
Absolutely. I love it. So you can't, you know, start that snowball until you find deals. And that's one of the first steps that every new investor has to overcome is finding good deals. So what is the ways that you recommend new investors or even, you know, established investors find great off-market deals?
Yeah, I always tell people when you're starting, you know, I had no money. And so I had to do everything that was free or cheap. And so, you know, there's Facebook Marketplace, there's Facebook groups, there's buying from other wholesalers, there's, you know, bandit signs, business cards, all the free and cheap methods that get people calling you. You can hire a cold caller to outbound dial for sell by owners. You can buy and skip trace lists, high equity inherited properties, out of state absentee high equity, all of these different things you can do that are free and cheap. And then once you get going, and for some of you listening to this, your experience, you're already doing deals, then that's when I start cranking some money into some of my favorite sources, which is mailing campaigns and it's pay-per-click, Google ads and Facebook ads.
Yep. Yep. Those are, I mean, that's what we use too. That is pretty much the tried and true method. Google ads though, you know, I would say it is, unless you're relatively technical, I would not go there first because I sunk money into Google ads, man. And I'm sure you guys, you've got to the point where you really nailed it down. And that takes time. It takes budget. So what is your experience with Google ads? How long did it take you to kind of master that?
Yeah, so I didn't know about them until I was already doing deals. And then I found a guy who, so hire people to do what they do best. And we as investors should do what we do best. What's the three things you should do as an investor? Get leads, follow up, get contracts. Then what should you do? Get leads, follow up, get checks. That's buying and that's selling. It's all business. And so for me, it's finding the person who does it good. So I found a guy out of Texas who had really dialed it in and he just charged me per lead.
Oh, okay.
At the time, nearly a decade ago, you know, what is that? Years ago now, he charged me $80 or $85 a lead. And he paid the ad spend. So, well, that's kind of my risk removal on wasting money on Google ads, except what if I call 10 leads and I don't buy one? That's $800. And so for it's finding the people who know what they're doing, paying them to do it, and again, getting out of their way, because what happens then is the snowball starts to build. And now I have multiple Google ads campaigns that work. But if you do it yourself or you hire a company to run them for you, you can be expect to be out several thousand dollars before you actually start getting results for sure.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. So one of the things that you like to coach, you know, new investors, established investors on, or I guess this would more be established, is how to take your business to the next level. I know that's something that you're passionate about. So what is, you know, someone who's, who has started and they have a little bit of traction, how do you coach them? What are the main things that you suggest they do in order to get to that next level?
Yeah. And it, you know, it depends on what someone is needing and what level they are. You know, I have people who are, I have done one deal and are just needing to get more leads so they can do deals. I have people that are doing three or four or five deals a year going, man, I've been using the Burr method. I need to be able to surpass my credit. Well, obviously that's the terms business, subject to the owner financing and working with the sellers. And then I have people who are doing a deal or two a month, but they're, you know, it's nothing but a high paying job for them. And that's where I say, you know, it's time to get help. In the beginning, that help might be a virtual assistant, might be an admin, might be something simple. And then, you know, where I really dial in is getting an acquisitions manager, someone who negotiates the deal for you, makes sure the leads are coming in for you, gets the contract signed for you with just your approval. And then once that they're you get the deal, they're the ones getting the buyers calling you. They're the ones negotiating with the buyers, and they're the ones getting the checks for you. And so once you really get to that next level, really bypass yourself and fire yourself from your company, you can, the world, the house world is your oyster. You can do a deal a month. You can do five deals a month. What do you care? It's just a matter of focusing on the business rather than in it.
Yep. Absolutely. That's the E-Myth Mastery is one of the first books I read when I really got into real estate and business. And that's exactly what they preach. I love it. So, just looking at my notes here. So when you, I mean, the levels that you suggested to take, it's actually exactly what I did. I first started with a VA, and I think I almost wish I started earlier, because a VA, you can get them really cheap. Look on Upwork. You know, it's great to have somebody in states, but they're always going to be more expensive. If you don't have a big budget, Upwork is great. You can get a VA and they can really help automate the things that take so long. Real estate, there's a lot of minutia that does need to happen. And VAs, yeah, they start earlier than you think. And then the next one that I got was an acquisitions guy. And that's exactly like you talked about. So I think that you're really onto something. If you're getting started, start with a VA. And then once you get some traction, get that acquisitions guy and you can really start to move it forward.
Yeah.
So, you know, you guys have had traction. Your snowball is rolling down the hill. What is next for you? What's in the future for your business?
Yeah. So next for me, again, is helping as many entrepreneurs as I can get to that next level. You know, I think this year I've averaged doing, 10 plus deals a month, I would say. Okay. And so, you know, I have a substantial business, automated business. And so it's, you know, maintaining that, because I'm moving into some multifamily. I've been dabbling in that for several years. But as far as my time, my passion, it's to help as many people as I can level up. That's where I find rewarding. I do events, helping people level up. I do the working with them, you know, masterminds, helping them level up. And for me, it's just helping entrepreneurs have the life they dream, have the cash flow they dream, have the time freedom they dream of, without having to be, you know, tied in to what they thought was going to be freedom, but wound up being nothing but a higher paying, more demanding job.
Perfect, man. Preach it. I love that purpose. And especially real estate, it's such a good tool to use to get you that time and financial freedom.
Yes.
So I did take a peek at the clock. It looks like we have run through our 15 minutes. So it's time to jump into the quick question round. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's rock and roll. It starts with books. I'm a big bookie, so give me two recommendations, one for general life wisdom and one for real estate specific.
Ooh, I must say real estate specific, Getting to the Next Level is Traction by Gina Wickman.
Okay.
That is huge, massively helpful. And life wisdom, that's a tough one. There's so many good ones. I have to think about that one a second. For life wisdom, you know, something, and it may sound cliche because I love Think and Grow Rich, but for me, the most wisdom I've ever gotten is out of the book of the Proverbs, straight out of the Bible.
Proverbs is solid. That's you know, little snippets of wisdom that can go a long way.
Every success book I've ever read comes straight out of there. So
perfect. I love it. And yeah. Traction, you're actually the first person. We've done War episode, I don't know, 270 something. You're the first person to recommend Traction. So I love hearing new recommendations. That's something maybe I'll have to pick up.
You'll love it.
Let's move us on. We're going to the next question. This is for your younger self. So if you could go back to the Andrew who was just buying that, let's say he was just in that that seminar, he was picking up the phone, calling for that first $3,000 check. Go to him, look him in the eye, give him one piece of advice moving forward.
I'd say whenever something starts to work, focus in on it. Don't get shiny object syndrome or distracted. I've made a lot of money doing the things I'm good at and building up the team. And I've lost a lot of opportunities and time by distracting to things that I wasn't good at and shouldn't have ever distracted to.
Man, that is good advice. Shiny object syndrome is a very real thing, especially in real estate. And even it can even go down to like asset class. Like I've bounced between single family, I bought mobile home parks and then self storage. And when you go through so many different kinds of assets, you don't see as much success, as much traction as you do when you really focus in, you dial in the systems for one business type. So I'm glad you said that, because that's really good advice. All right, next question. This is for your mentors. None of us are islands. We all stand on the shoulders of giants. You are no exception. We are all here with each other. So give us one mentor who has contributed the most to your success today?
You know, that is a tough one to narrow it down to one. I can narrow it down to two. And I must say, if I had to narrow down one, it would be Ron LeGrand. He's the first one I ever met who opened up my mind to the world of money and real estate, and, you know, being able to level up from 30 grand a year to, you know, 30, 40 and 50 grand on a deal. So Ron LeGrand would have to be the greatest impact of that shift. And once I started doing deals, my mentor for mindset leveling up my life and my mindset has been Marshall Silver, who's became a dear friend of mine too.
Perfect. Shout out to, was it John LeGrand?
Ron LeGrand.
Ron LeGrand. All right. Yeah. Shout out to both of those guys. Thank you for helping Andrew down his path. And that moves us on to the next question. This is tools. Tools form the backbone of every business. So if you could point to one tool that you could not live without, what would it be?
Well, this may sound too simple. Of course, the phone, because that's where all the deals are made. You know, if you're not dialing, then there's no business. If you're not talking to sellers, there's no business. So the phone would be number one. A couple of tools that have been very helpful is, of course, a CRM for a follow-up system.
And which one do you guys use?
FreedomSoft has been a huge asset to me.
Okay.
And the other tool, this is a little tool that many investors use and probably most of your listeners know, is just a little app you download on your phone called Easy Calculator.
Easy Calculator. I've moved on. I'm in commercial, and so I don't use the same tools as the residential guys. But I think when I was in residential, I think I downloaded that one and it was pretty good. You just type in the numbers, it tells you the cash flow and all that stuff, right?
Tells you a lot of good stuff for the mortgage of payments and yeah, a whole bunch of cool stuff. So
nice. I love it. All right. That moves us to the very last question. This one's for the listeners. You've given us a lot of good advice. I'm sure people want to reach out. So what is the best way for them to get in contact with you?
Yeah. AndrewSchlag.com is a good way. Andrew and then Schlag, SCHLAG.com is a great way to see what I have going on. And then as far as following me, I have Facebook, I have Instagram, and I have TikTok. So find me there at Andrew Schlag.
Perfect. I will put all those URLs in the show notes. So if you guys want to reach out to Andrew, just go ahead and click the little more in the description. It'll pull down the full description. And in there, you can find Andrew's URLs. So Andrew, that wraps it up. Again, I appreciate you hopping on. You know, even if you had to get in the car, I appreciate you making it onto the show today.
Great being with you, Gabe. Thanks so much. And stay awesome. I'll see you soon.
All right. And for everybody who's here with us today, thank you guys for showing up. You are the reason we do this. So if you guys have any questions whatsoever, reach out to me, Gabe at therealestateinvestingclub.com. Other than that, I hope you guys have an absolutely fantastic week. Keep rocking real estate. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. All right. Before I officially sign off, I have a quick announcement to make. If you're interested in becoming a passive investor in one of my deals, my own company, Kaizen Properties, is looking for capital partners for our upcoming projects. We invest in what are known as recession-resistant assets, mainly self-storage facilities, mobile home and RV parks, and industrial properties. If you're interested in investing and would like to learn a little bit more about my company, our investing criteria, and some of the previous projects we've done, go to the Real Estate Investing Club podcast at therealestateinvestingclub.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. Click on the Invest With Us button. That'll pop up the investor form. Fill that out and we will reach back out to you as soon as we can. Or if you prefer a little bit more of a personal touch, you can reach out to me at gabe@therealestateinvestingclub.com. So really, that is it. Again, it was a pleasure hanging out with you guys during this episode, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.